We will reconvene for the administrative portion of our meeting. There's one item on the consent calendar, so I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Nothing on discussion and nothing on scheduling. I want to add one thing to scheduling. With some recent conflicts, I think we're looking at either postponing or canceling the Friday lunch.
Yes.
That's correct.
Everybody's agreeable on that, so we just... Was that like a Siri kind of thing?
Yeah.
And so are we canceling that?
Yes.
Okay, canceled. So the Friday luncheon is canceled. Is there anything else that we need to schedule?
I wanted to just throw out, this is more of a discussion matter, if we could back up to that.
Okay.
I'm sorry I didn't add it before, but it just came up as you were talking. An idea came to me while you were talking about the presentation that the Grain folks made last night. And we've talked about various ideas in the past about how to improve our education. And as we're leading into, well, I guess it's always sort of the marketing season and the growing season. I mean, they overlap. But maybe this is as good a time as any to do a news release that sort of summarizes what the guys go through in terms of here's what producers need to be looking at to minimize their own risks. Here's what our licensing and bonding, just like an educational, what our bonding requirements cover. Here's what we look at with licensing, and just sort of a, you know, educational piece to get out there. And it's something that we could do on a semi-regular basis as a reminder. And the fact that you went and they were doing this locally, that was one thing that triggered. And then I had a producer friend of mine email me recently about a specific company and was wondering, how are they licensed? What does the coverage mean? And what, you know, how do I protect my risk? And so I just gave him just the basics from us, and it just thought, and he appreciated it. And so I thought, well, you know, this is probably stuff that they'd kind of take for granted.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea. We could do a press release or something. How about if we just take it as an advisory thing? I'll work with Conrad. We'll give it a little thought of, you know, in the summer, not every year, but at some point, I think it's usually in about August or September, we usually issue a press release that kind of talks about the capacity that's out there and the number of facilities. And I don't know if we'd want to combine the two. It seems like they're kind of different. But why don't I talk to Conrad a little bit and let him think about what would be the best time to do that and work on putting something together. And like we normally do, we'll shop it around a little bit.
I would not combine them.
Yeah, I don't.
Because then you kind of leave the reporter to say, well, which one are we going to cover? Or, you know, they might not cover both, and they're separate.
And they are different. It's the same people, but it's a different thing.
And they have the information put together in a PowerPoint, so it would be pretty easy to consolidate that. And Stacy's a whiz at that sort of thing, so she can help get that into sort of the news release format.
We'll work on some. It's a good idea. Thank you. Anything else for discussion? We shouldn't have taken a break. We're done. Thank you. Adjourned.